स्वागतं सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य अस्माकम् अन्तिमकक्षा प्रायः भविष्यति. अतः किञ्चित् भिन्नः कार्यक्रमः कुर्मः. प्रथमम् अभ्यासपुस्तकं समाप्य अग्रिम गच्छामः. दृश्यते वा पटलः? ओके, सो नाट् अ होल् लाट् इस् लेफ्ट्, सो वेरि सिम्पल् टु ऐटम्स् वि विल् कवर् टुडे. सो यः सः या सा एण्ड् यत् तत्. Okay, so these are the three first we will see. As you may figure out, this is for the three lingas. Yaha saha is for pullinga, yasa for strilinga, and yat tat for napunsakalinga. So it is difficult to explain in English, but I will try. Yaha saha is who. Yaha is who. Similarly, ya. And yat is what. Okay, so we'll see the sentences and that will give us an idea. Okay. Udaharanam drishtva ete ke iti likhatu. So we'll try to do this. Look at the first sentence. क्रीडालुः. यः क्रीडति सः क्रीडालुः. यः क्रीडति सः क्रीडालुः. एण्ड् सिमिलर्ली फर् स्त्रीलिङ्गे, या चिकित्सां करोति सा वैद्या. या चिकित्सां करोति सा वैद्या. सो रैट् from the beginning we'll see if we can do this. Okay, we'll see if we can do this one by one. So yaha peedati saha peedalu, that means one who is playing is a player, is what it roughly translates to. So everything may not work like that, but we can try. Okay, so the next word is gayakah, and this is for pullinga. Okay, so Himangi Bhagini, can you give this a try?
Yaha gayati saha gayakah.
Uttamam Bhagini, see, yeah. Now you are ready to teach.
That's too much.
Yaha gayati saha भाषणकारः. ओके, वील् सी इफ् सम्बडी केन् सी इत्. सरस्वती भगिनी,
महोदय नमस्ते,
वक्तुं शक्नोति वा? प्रयत्नं करोतु.
Yeah, I just joined.
Okay, so then just yeah, listen, we'll come back to you.
Sure.
Usha Bhagini, prayatnam karotu. Bhashanakara.
Yaha bhashanam karodi saha bhashanakaraha. The one who speaks.
Samyak Bhagini, uttamam.
Dhanyavada.
बालकृष्णमहोदय, चालकः प्रयत्नं करोतु.
यः चालयति सः चालकः.
सम्यक् सम्यक् महोदय, धन्यवादः. लेखकः मञ्जुमहोदय.
यः लिखति सः लेखकः.
सम्यक्, सर्वे उत्तमं जानाति. ओके, सो विल् ट्रै द
अहं वदामि सरस्वती भगिनी.
वदतु.
या नृत्यति सा नर्तकी.
सम्यक् सम्यक् भगिनी, उत्तमम्. अनिता भगिनी अग्रिमं प्रयत्नं करोतु.
या पठति सा अध्यापिका. पठति
पठति वा
पठति न अध्याप
पाठयति
पाठयति. आं महोदय, या पाठयति सा अध्यापिका.
सम्यक्. पाठयति, या पाठयति सा अध्यापिका.
या अध्यापयति. सही वा?
अग्रिमं वैभवी भगिनी प्रयत्नं करोतु.
या कार्यं करोति सः कार्यकर्ति.
पुनः वदतु भगिनि.
या कार्यं करोति सा कार्यकर्ति.
सम्यक् सम्यक् भगिनि, उत्तमम्.
धन्यवादः.
अवगतं वा?
आम.
So I don't know if everybody got a chance to do. Jaya Bhagini.
Adaya.
Eka vakyam vadutu. Or you can do any of the ones on the screen.
Yeah, chikitsam karoti sa vaidya. Can you just explain a little bit if you don't mind?
Yeah, so yaha and saha is like the one who does is called, is what it roughly translates to. Okay. So ya chikitsam karoti, the one who treats is called a doctor.
Okay.
Or yaha kridati saha kridaluhu, one who plays is a player.
Okay, I can say like yaha gayati saha gayakaha.
Samyak. Strilinge asti chet kim vadati?
Asti chet geet.
If you want to say for a strilinge or for a woman, what would you say?
You mean like for the same thing, for the guy kaha?
Yeah.
Okay. Gayati sa gayaki.
Gayika.
Yeah. Okay.
Ya gayati sa gayika.
Gayika.
Yeah. So you have to change the word also.
Yes.
So here adhyapika, so yaha, if it is yaha patayati saha adhyapakah.
So ya patayati sa adhyapika. Right?
सम्यक्. ओके सो एण्ड् सिमिलर्लि यत् तत् अनिता भगिनी किञ्चित् पठतु प्रथमवाक्यं.
मम समीपे यत् पुस्तकम् अस्ति तत् अन्यत्र नास्ति.
अर्थं जानाति वा? मम समीपे
the like book I have is not there anywhere else. Is that true?
Samyak, samyak bhagini. Okay. अग्रिम हिमाङ्गी भगिनी पठतु.
आम् विदेशे यत्र तन्त्रज्ञानम् अस्ति तत् भारते नास्ति.
पुनः पठतु.
विदेशे यत् तन्त्रज्ञानम् अस्ति तत् भारते नास्ति.
सम्यक्. विदेशे यत् तन्त्रज्ञानम् अस्ति तत् भारते नास्ति. किञ्चित् वदतु.
Again the same line.
Yeah.
Videshe yat tantrajnanam asti tat bharate nasti.
Yeah, can you say what it is?
Oh yeah. So whatever technology foreign countries have, India doesn't have. That is a bad sentence actually.
Yeah. Idanim satyam na parantu tatra likitam asti. Okay. सुन्दरेश महोदय अस्ति वा? मञ्जुमहोदय किञ्चित् पठतु.
अध्यात्मविषये भारतीयानां यत् चिन्तनम् अस्ति तत् अपूर्वम्.
That means something like, can you explain? Yeah. Or
In the like spiritually what Indians have, that is something special.
Samyak mahodaya, uttama. Okay, so these are things that, it's not that common, but you have this available if you have to do some comparison, So these are useful words.
Mahodaya, apurvam means, is it special or rare?
Rare, special, yeah. It is rare. Okay. Yeah, it is rare, but adhyatma vishaye bharatiyanam yat chintanam asti tat.
This is spiritual subject. Adhyatma vishaye spiritual subject.
Yeah. Or spirituality.
Spirituality.
So, okay. I think uttama. I think that is pretty good. So a couple of you joined a little late. So Sundaresh Mahodaya, did you get the idea of this? And Nivedita Bhagini?
sorry mahodaya sorry mahodaya ekun ekun
did you get an idea of this
yes slightly understood the
yes, ma.
Concept
yes ma
Nivedita bhagini, can you try chalakah chalakah
which one sorry
getting a feedback a lot of echoes
okay Nivedita bhagini
I'm afraid I'm not able to understand.
Okay.
Is it part of the homework or we just did it?
No, it's on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Your line is having some feedback.
Yes, I'm on the phone today. Unfortunately, the laptop isn't working.
Just listen or take it off of speakerphone.
Okay.
Sundaresh Mahodaya.
Am Mahodaya.
So look at the first sentence here. So yaha saha is for pullinga, okay? Yaha saha,
yes.
Saha we have seen pullinga. Sa is for strilinga.
Yes.
Tat is for napunsakalinga.
Napunsakalinga.
So yaha kridati saha kridaluhu. That means one who plays is a player. That's what it means.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, see if you can do gayakaha. So, the one who sings is a singer is what this sentence should become. Can you try? So, for singing, what is the word?
Singing is playing.
Gayati.
Gayati, gana, ga, gay, gayati.
Yaha, gayati.
Saha, gayaka, gayakaha.
Okay, so that yeah. is the... Okay. Yaha gayati saha gayakaha.
Gayakaha.
Can you try lekhakaha?
Lekhakaha is a painter, no? Mahodaya?
Lekhakaha is a writer.
Writer. Okay. Lekhakaha pustakam karoti.
Likati.
Likati. Okay. Yaha likati. Yaha likati saha lekakaha.
Samyak. So like that, that is for pullinga. For strilinga also, like that you can
yeah.
use. Yaha
okay.
chikitsa. Read that. Can you read that sentence?
Yaha yeah, chikitsaya karoti sa vaidya.
Ya chikitsam karoti.
Chikitsam karoti sa vaidya.
So similarly,
ya nartanam karoti sa nartaki.
Samyak. Ya nartanam karoti or nartayati. Both are right.
Okay,
can you try for Adhyapika also?
Yeah. Adhyapika, yeah. Shravanam karoti sa adhyapika. Patam karoti sa adhyapika.
Patayati.
Sa patayati. Patayati sa adhyapika.
Samyak. So, just revise this later. That is how you use it. Okay?
Oh, okay, Mahodaya.
And similarly for the yat tat for napunsakalinga. Can you quickly read this first sentence?
Mama samipe yat pustakam asti tat anyatra nasti. My book is near me, so it is not away from me.
So here what it means is mama samipe yat pustakam asti. The book
it is near
is
me.
With me.
Samipe
is near, but it implies with me is okay. Nowhere else. Okay.
Yes.
Yat tat.
Okay.
So videshe yat tantrajnanam asti tat bharate nasti. So
yes.
Whatever technology is there in foreign land is not in India. Okay, so yat tat. Yaha saha yasa yat tat. Okay?
One more.
Okay, agre sarama. Huh? So similarly, yadyapi tatapi. So this is the last type of statement. So you have seen quite a few like this, right? Yadi, tarhi, yada, tada, yatra, tatra, and so on. Yavat, tavat. So yadyapi tatapi. So let's read this and try to understand. Saraswati Bhagini, kinchit patatu.
First one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saha.
I will read the first. Saha.
Udharanam patatu.
Okay. Saha nirdanaha. Tanam karoti.
Hmm.
So he is poor. He is poor. Tanam karoti means, I don't know, what is tanam?
He donates or he gives money.
Nirdanaha? Okay.
Read the sentence, Bhagi.
Okay. Saha nirdanaha tanam karoti. Yadyapi saha nirdanaha tadapi tanam karoti. Okay.
So even though he is poor,
still he gives money, he donates money or...
Danam karoti. He donates or he does charity, whatever it can be.
Danam karoti.
Avagatam?
Avagatam. Should I read the next one too?
Yadyapi tatapi. Karotu agrimam.
Mama samasyaha nasti. Mama samayah nasti bhavatyah gruham agachami. Yadyapi mama samayah nasti tatapi.
Yadyapi bhagini. Yadyapi.
Yadyapi mama samayah nasti tatapi aham tatapi gruham bhavatyah gruham agachami.
So what it means is even though
I don't have time, still I will come to your house. Bhavatya. That's what it means. Madam's over. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada, bhai.
Thank you.
बालकृष्णमहोदय अग्रिमं प्रयत्नं करोतु.
सः बुद्धिमान् परीक्षायाम् अनुत्तीर्णः. यद्यपि सः बुद्धिमान् तथापि परीक्षायाम् अनुत्तीर्णः. Even though he is intelligent, he didn't get through the exam.
हेमाङ्गी भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु.
आम्, अहं भोजनं न कृतवान्, बुभुक्षा नास्ति. यद्यपि अहं भोजनं न कृतवान् तथापि बुभुक्षा नास्ति. As I did not have food, that means I do not have, I'm not hungry.
It means even though I didn't, that's what it means. Yadyapi aham bhojanam na kritavan, even though I did not have my food, even then I'm not hungry.
Not hungry. Okay. Okay.
So that's what it, even though. So these type of sentences, generally they go against what you would normally think. That's why it is like that. Yadyapi tatapi. So usually when you don't have food, you are hungry, right? So.
Yes.
Okay. Manju Mahodaya, agrimam karotu.
Aham adhikam patami smarane na tishtati. यद्यपि अहम् अधिकं पठामि तथापि स्मरणे न तिष्ठति. इवन् दो ऐ रीड् मोर् स्टिल् ऐ कान्ट् रिमेम्बर्.
सम्यक् उत्तमम्. अनिता भगिनी.
आं महोदय, किञ्चित् कष्टं भवति, अहं योगासनं करोमि. यद्यपि किञ्चित् कष्टं भवति तथापि अहं योगासनं करोमि. इवन् दो इट् इस् स्लैट्लि डिफिकल्ट् फार् मी, ऐ स्टिल् डू योगासन.
सम्यक् भगिनि, उत्तमम्. वैभवी भगिनी अग्रिमं प्रयत्नं करोतु.
आम्, अद्य भानुवासरः, विद्यालयस्य विरामः नास्ति. यद्यपि अद्य भानुवासरः तथापि विद्यालयस्य विरामः नास्ति.
उत्तमं भगिनि,
धन्यवादः. Even though today is Sunday, the school is not off.
Sunday. Uttama. Okay. So, Usha Bhagini, swasya vakyam vadatu, prayatnam karotu.
Prayatnam karomi. Yadyapi अहं किञ्चित् संस्कृतं जानामि तथापि सरलतया वक्तुं न शक्नोमि.
उत्तमं भगिनि, उत्तमं,
धन्यवादः.
ओके. जया भगिनी, स्वस्य वाक्यं प्रयत्नं करोति वा? नास्ति चेत् यु केन् रीड् वन् आफ् दि.
यथापि यद्यपि यद्यपि मम समयः नास्ति भवत्याः तथापि भवत्याः गृहम् आगच्छामि.
Sundaresh Mahodaya, can you do the second sentence here?
Agam kinchit kashtam bhavati agam grigam vasami.
Do the second sentence. Sorry. On the screen.
Saha,
the number.
Okay. Saha buddhiman parikshayam anutirnah.
Yadyapi.
Yadyapi.
Saha.
Yadyapi saha.
In
yes, I am seeing Mahodaya. Yadyapi saha buddhiman. Tatyapi.
Tatapi.
Tatapi.
Parikshayam
anutirnaha.
Okay, so yadyapi saha buddhiman tatapi parikshayam anutirnaha. Even though he is
intelligent, okay.
Intelligent, even then he did not do successfully in the exam. In the examination, parikshayam anutirnaha.
Anutirnaha. Okay.
Okay.
Today I want to try one own sentence. It's okay.
Ah, karotu bhajan.
Yeah. Yadyapi suryaha prakashayati. तथापि वृष्टिः भवति.
तथापि किं भवति?
वृष्टिः भवति.
ओहो, ओके.
महोदय, केन् ऐ से वन्? यद्यपि वयं अमेरिकादेशे वसामि वसामः तथापि वयं संस्कृतं पठामः.
सम्यक् सम्यक्. ओके, सो अग्रे सरामः. इदानीं किञ्चित् विभक्तिविषये पश्यामः.
किञ्चित् एकं श्लोकं पश्यामः. तत्र या सा अस्ति, किञ्चित् पश्यामि कुत्र अस्ति इति. एकनिमिषम्. आम् अत्र सर्वे जानन्ति एव एतत् श्लोकं रैट् दिस् याकुन्देन्दु तुषार हार धवळ ऐ थिङ्क् आल् आफ् अस् नो दिस् सो यासा हियर् इट्स् यूस् ब्यूटिफुलि सो दट्स् वै ऐ वाण्टेड् टु शो दिस् याकुन्देन्दु तुषार हार धवळ या शुभ्रवस्त्रावृता या वीणावरदण्डमण्डितकरा या श्वेतपद्मासना या ब्रह्माच्युतशङ्करप्रतिभिर्दैवैः सदा पूजिता सा मां पातुं सरस्वती भगवती निःशेषजाड्यापः या एण्ड् सा सो हुवर् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स् विशेषण सो सा मां सो for her I will she is the all these things so she that's the meaning of so yasa here it's used beautiful that's what I just wanted to teach you first before going to the next so you can I think I'll send you this you might have it already but I'll send you this so you can look at it so Hopefully everybody can see the screen. Drishyate iti manne. You can see, right? Hopefully you can see. I don't know how big you can see, but hopefully you can read this. Let me know if you cannot. Yeah. Okay. So, one example of Vibhakti Rupani. So, Akaranta Pullinga Shabdha Ramaha. So this is a table. We have not gone like real in grammar, right? That was the syllabus. So here this is Akaranta Pullinga Shabda Rama Prathama Vibhakti Kartrupadam, right? Rama subject. Rama goes. So Rama, come here, go here, whatever it is. Dvitiya is Ramam. Look at Ramam. So it's an object. So Tratiya is by. Okay. Demons were killed by Rama or I'm going with Rama. So by or with. Okay. So you can use that. Chaturthi, we didn't cover that much, but some people used it in some sentences. Ramam, Ramaya. Okay. Ramaya Namami. Okay. Something like that you do chaturthi or some dhanam ramaya dadami balakaya dhanam dadami so whenever the dhanam bhavati chaturthi vibhakti so panchami we saw taha is the same thing taha you don't change the form here in akaranta pullinga shabda ramat रामात् एकवचने रामात् सो रामात् रावण फियर्स् फ्रोम् राम सो पञ्चमी विभक्ति दे यूज इट् फार् आल् दिस् आर् फ्रोम् ओके सो ग्रहात् फार् एक्साम्पल् रामात् यूजुवलि इन् पुल्लिङ्गे इट्स् लैक् इफ् यु फियर् फ्रोम् सम्बडि फार् तथाविध अर्थः अत्र परन्तु यूजुवलि फ्रोम् हिम् ओके फ्रोम् हिम् when there is a distance, you are going away, okay? Something like that, you use Panchami Vibhakti. So, we used the Graha Taha, okay? Something like that we used in Abhyasa Pustakam because there is the form of the Karta will not change when you use the Taha, okay? Graha Taha, Balaka Taha, Nagara Taha. So, you don't change it. So that's why we use the taha form there, other than the ramat form. Okay, grahat, that form we didn't use. Shasti we used extensively, right? Ramasya pustakam, Rama story, Ramasya katha. Okay, so these are all dvivachana we didn't cover, but Rama, Rama becomes Ramau, Ramam, Rama, dvitiya vibhakti api Ramau, tritiya Ramabhyam, Ramaihi. So this is bahuvachana. So these are the tables. I will send you a koshtaka with all the, if you have any vibhakti valare, good, you can go over that. But I'll give you a koshtaka where there are a list of other vibhaktis for ikaranta, akaranta, trilinga, pullinga, napunsakalinga, shabdaha. So that we can, so here one of the examples. Devaha api tadaiva, subject, this devaha subject. Object devam, okay, tritiya devena, by with, chaturthi, for, okay. Devat is from, so, shashti devas shows possession, saptami deve, right, deve, in deva, okay, adharam, sambodhana, you know, when you are addressing somebody, okay. So, these are all like akaranta strilinga, a little bit of change, right. Sita, sitam, Sitaya, Tatiya becomes Sitaya. Chaturthi Sitayai. Okay, Sitayai Namaha. Okay, Sitayai Rama. Even though it's De Ramaya, Devaya Namaha, Sitayai Namaha. Sitayaha, Panchami Shashti, same form, Sitayaha. Okay, Sitayaha Graham, Sitayaha Mandiram, Kimapi. Saptami Sitayam. Okay, Sitayam. Sitayam kimapi. Sitayam aham bhaktim. Something like Sitayam bhakti asti. Or something like that you can say. So vanam naka akaranta pullinga shabda. So akaranta napunsakalika vanam shabda. Doesn't change much here. Vanam vanam. First two, vanam vane vanani, vanam vane vanani. After that, it takes the same form of akaranta napunsakalinga shabda. So that way, it is very pretty easy. So ikaranta, ikaranta, we saw nadi. It's similar to that. Okay? Ikaranta sreya. So vari ikaranta napunsakalinga. So I wanted to just show this because it was not in the syllabus. But Vibhakti Vallari is a good book, just to go over that. I think some of you have it. I recommend you get it and look at it. You can see something else also. Any questions here?
Sarla Bhagini, there is one shloka with all the vibhaktis in singular form.
We'll see that, Mahodaya, shortly.
Okay.
So, I mean, the goal of showing this is not to confuse you. So, this is a little advanced for this level. So, in this Sambhashana Samskrita Varge, we just learned some basic speech forms, okay, so that we can communicate some basic things. So as you go forward in the next level 2 and onwards, you will see all these different vibhaktis. So don't worry if you don't remember all of them now. You will definitely be learning them as you go forward. So akaranta pullinga, akaranta strilinga, whatever tables that were shown just now, all of them you will be learning in level 2 and onwards.
Eta shlokam, Ramaraksha shlokam, I think most of you might have seen, right? Ramaraksha, Ramura, this is a part of that, okay? So here they have used all the vibhaktis. There are some shlokas like this, which have all the, this is little bit, there is little bit sandhi this is Visarga Sandhi. Ramo, it's actually, when you break it apart, it's Ramaha. Okay. Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate Ramam Rameshyam Bhaje. Ramaha, this is. Okay, kada, then Ramam, right? Dvitiya Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Ramena Vihata. Here again it becomes a Sandhi. Actually, it's Ramena when you break this, okay? Without all the Sandhi and all. Ramena Vihata. Nishacharamo Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. Ramaya. Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. I'll bow down to you. Okay? So, Ramat. Nasti parayanam parataram. Ramat, okay? Ramat nasti parayanam parataram ramasya, okay? Ramat panchami ramasya shashti, okay? Ramasya datosmeham, okay? Rame chittalaya sadabhavatume bho rama. Rame saptam, okay? Sadabhavatu, chittalaya sadabhavatu. Okay, my mind is in Rama. Sada bhavatu bho Rama. Bho Rama is a sambodhana. Okay, bho Rama. Mam uddhara. Mam uddhara is a, it becomes Sandhi. Mam uddhara. So, when you break it apart, you see all Rama in all the vibhaktis. Okay, so that's one to see. There are some, quite a few, but this is one of the good examples. Pretty simple. So, yeah, you can start looking, I don't know, yeah, depends on what you have studied before. Yeah, you can start looking at Vibhaktis if you haven't already. I'll send you the Koshtaka for different Akaranta, Ikaranta, I have one. There are little bit doshas, I didn't try to correct it because I didn't make it. There are some at the bottom, there are some, but this covers a lot of stuff. Even the Kriyapadani api atra santi. Lat lakar, lot lakar, all this will cover. So it's a little advanced, but now you may not use all of it, but it's a good all at one place. That is the beauty of it. There are some minor mistakes I saw, so be careful about that. But otherwise, here top, it's fine. This one, I'll send you this. So this is another one, Dadati. So there is a book called Introduction to Karakam. That also is very good for, this is like actually, this is the front page of that actually. Dadati, okay, Raja.
I'm not Raja able to Dadati. See the screen, and I can just see the shloka, Ramo Rajamani. Are you showing any other screen?
I think, yeah. Yes. When I switch to different, okay, good thing you said, because when I switch to different, like, slides, sometimes it's not showing the time. Okay. Oh, that's all you saw? You didn't see the other slide I was sharing?
We are seeing only the shloka. And we saw that the Vibhakti tables.
Oh, you saw that, right?
Yes, I am. Now I'm just looking at the shloka, that's it. Yes, now I can see these tables.
Okay, this was not seen before, or? Okay.
No, I'm looking at for the first time.
Okay. When I'm switching, sometimes it doesn't show. Yeah, this is the Koshtaka I was talking about. So this has a lot of everything at one place. Okay. So here there are some minor mistakes. So this is a PDF, so I couldn't like go in and fix it. But be careful. Otherwise, it's a good. Summation of all the Pakaranti Karanta and the verbs also. Some Kriya, Padani, Lot, Lakar, everything is here. Lat, Lot. Vidiling and all is little advanced, but don't worry about it, but it is there in all one place. Okay? Different Lakar means tenses. There are some Dhatu and all that. And other thing I was talking about was the Karaka, right? this one. Introduction to Karakam. This is another book which is good for Kriyapadani. Karakam, introduction. So, Raja, okay, Dadati, Kasmin Dadati, okay, Ganga Tire, Kim Dadati, Dhenun Dadati, Kena Dadati, Hastena Dadati. So, all of Kriyapadani, or I mean, all the Vibhakti Rupani Atra Santi. Okay, Raja, Dhenum, Dvitiya, Prathama, Dvitiya, Hastena, Tritiya. Okay, Nirdhanaya, for a poor person. Okay, Goshtat, from, okay, Kasmat. The questions are asked, Kasmat. Goshtat means from Goshala, okay, a cow pen or whatever, Kasmat. Kasmin, where, okay, Ganga Tire, okay, Ganga Tire, that is a seven, Saptami. So this is like Karakam, the whole thing. So this book is very good. See, the definitions are given, Karta, Karma, Karanam. So all this is given. That book also I have shown somewhere. Yeah, it is taking a while to share. Yeah, this is the book. Karakam book from Samskrit Bharati. This has good stuff, I thought.
So, if we want to buy this one, how do we buy this book?
This is online. These are all the books online. You have to go to the, like I have given that last week, I don't know, you went over the Adhyana Samagri I gave you.
Yes.
So that has, yeah, that has the Samskrit Bharati. You are in US, right?
Yes.
You are in US. You have to go to the books online. Samskrit Bharati, go to the website. Then you can do the purchasing books.
Okay.
So but I recommend you, this is fine. But if you want to go ahead with Gita Sopanam books, I suggest buy the Gita Sopanam book. This book.
But then the book which you just showed, the Karakam, is it different from the Vibhakti Vallari you said? Vibhakti.
Yeah, Vallari? Yeah. The Vibhakti. Yeah, that's little bit different, but that is very useful. It's
which
showing.
One?
Yeah, that also has all the. It explains a little bit better. It doesn't have that many examples, but it has all the vibhaktis covered in a different way.
Okay.
So it's good.
Okay.
That's good now, but you start with Vibhakti Vallari. If you have Vibhakti Vallari, that's good for now. But I'm just suggesting you these additional books. But
okay.
If you get Gita Sopanam, behind that also you have lot of koshtakas of vibhaktis. All the vibhaktis are there in this Gita Sopanam.
Okay.
The last pages you have all the Vibhakti.
So is Gita Sopanam
fine
next...
for now? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So is Gita Sopanam next level? Do you refer Gita Sopanam after Abhyasa Pustakam?
Yeah, it depends on Gita Sopanam is if you want to learn or study Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit, not the translation. So this is a sopanam. It is a step towards that. So if you want to go this way, it's good to study Gita Sopanam.
Okay.
Otherwise, Bhasha Darshini, if you want to just read like Panchatantra or some Mahakavya, then you can do just, see, this is the next level, Gita Sopanam part 2. There are two parts. Then there is Gita Pravesha. There are two more books, all Sandhi Samatha and all that. These two, after these two, this Gita Sopanam, they cover all the Lakaras and all that. Divachana, Madhyam Purusha a little bit, and all the tenses and all that. Then Pravesha is like Gita Pravesha, it's Sandhi Samasa and all that.
Okay.
There is a Panchatantra book that is very good to read. Like, you have to get some books to read, so you get some practice of whatever you learned, right? Listen to everything I have sent you and more. I suggest you buy some Katha book or the Panchatantra book. Even Samshit Bharati has it. Or if you have somewhere, some other books also. That is very good. I think I have it somewhere. This is the Sarala Panchatantra. They have done a Panchatantra a little bit simpler because that's originally it's written in a little bit complex form. But this is done a little bit in a simple language. This is a good start after a Bhakti Tattva. It's better to like start from reading things like this.
So, do they have any online learning program? Not learning, but reading program. Just in before we get this book. I mean, the same books can we refer online?
Get
the physical book.
This particular Panchatantra is not there, but. There should be a lot of material online. You can search. But be careful. Like, Loka translations and all, be careful where you refer. Okay, there are they are not that good. But books, you can search for some. There is small, like, handout, like, when, face-to-face, Abhyasa Pustakam, when we were teaching, we give a book, a Katha book. Small, like a thin book, like and there is a small dictionary and Vibhakti Vallari and Abhyasa Pustak. That was a package. So there is a Katha book. So that we cannot provide you. So there are some Kathas. I don't know whether I sent you. I can send you those. Not a lot, but I have some online Kathas. But you can go over and see. There are some. But listen. And on top of that, just listen to a lot of things. What I have sent, and if you are taking Pravesha exam, that they have online, like, it's all recorded, but online classes, recorded classes in Pravesha, you get a lot out of it. Go to the Samskrit Bharati website, they have I told you last week, Hindi and English. Prefer, if you know Hindi, I prefer you go to Hindi version. That's very good. So learn that. That's very good. And Katha, whatever I have, I'll send you. And I recommend if you are going to Gita version, do get the book from Samskrit Bharati.
I have old Chandamama books, Chandamama editions.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I can upload it in my. Google, and I can send you the shareable link. You can send it to whoever wants to read it. They can download and read it.
Yeah, we can send it to this class, this row, right?
I will send it to you, so you can send in the link to us.
Reading, at least you have to continue reading and listening to that. Pravesha, the tutorials are very good. And whatever I sent you, right, listen to all that. Saptahiki is little bit advanced, but the other things are pretty simple. I don't know how much you went over the samagriya and samagriya. So those are the things I want to cover.
Sarala Bhagini, I have a question. So you told last class you mentioned about the Gita Sopanam class, right? Can you provide a little more details about that? How long is that class and when it is going to start? All those things?
Yeah, we have another class going on, Abhyasa Pustakam class. They have to complete.
Okay.
So after that, if you are interested, just you can send me a private message, whoever is interested. Maybe after summer, July, August, after summer. It will be, and duration, I'm not sure yet. It will be a little bit more than this class, Bhagini, because there is a lot of material to cover. So I will send you information, whoever is interested to learn.
But will you be teaching that class too?
Yeah, whoever is interested, and if you don't want to wait, I have to find for some other class if it is going on and all that. Yeah, we will continue with that too, when everybody is done, because other class has to be done so that we know everybody may not want to join and all that stuff. We have to coordinate with that other class, other two, because they are a little bit behind you.
Okay.
Will you please send us a reminder email about Gita Sopanam?
Yeah. I will send you, but let me know who all is interested. But I will send to the whole group, because if you are interested, you can join. I will send to the whole, whoever is in this class I am sending. But other class has to be over. We have to finish that class.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the approximate time would be sometime in August, right? Starting August or September, like that, approximately.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
So, I thought we'll cover the homework from last week, but I think everybody has done well. So, instead of that, we can... unless anybody has any specific question on what we did, because it was Attaha, Tataha, and Chet, Yadi, Tari, it was fairly simple, I guess. And everybody did well. So, unless you have questions, I will not cover that. Anybody have anything to ask? Otherwise, what we can talk about is, okay, so now that this class is over, what next? So that is what you would be most interested in. So you have a couple of options. One is, like we talked about, the Gita Sopanam. So that is the next stage, and that is the stream where you would... study things in order to read the Gita in another 3 or 4 classes. So classes meaning level, okay. So each level would be around 5-6 months like this one. It would be a little more stringent. So you have to decide what your interest is. So Gita Sopanam is one stream you can choose. There is another one where you can take all these exams, like Sarala was saying. There are 4 levels of exams, starting with the Pravesha. Pravesha, Pariksha, Parichaya, ending with the Kovida. So those are 4 exams which take roughly 6 months each to prepare for each exam. And you can go to the Sanskrit Bharati website that Sarala had again sent. SanskritBharati.in for India or SanskritBharatiUSA.org for US. And you can enroll for that exam.
So they will send you some materials. There are some online classes that they have put the video, audio files. So you can listen to it, study. And whatever we have covered in this Sambhashana Sanskritam class will cover to a large extent what you will be doing in the Pravesha exam. There will be some additional things like the Madhyama Purusha and all that, which we haven't covered that much. So it will be fairly simple, you know, and you will be easily able to pass that exam if that is your interest. So you can start with the Pravesha, Parichaya, and there is one, I think, Shiksha or, Shiksha, and then the Kovida. So there are four levels, which take around 2 years, because each level is 6 months, but you have already completed the first 6 months. So your Pravesha, hopefully, and those exams are provided like twice a year by Sanskrit Bharati. And like we said earlier, because of all the COVID issues, they were held in person. So you had to go to a exam site and take the exam. But now, not sure, you'll have to look at their website to see if they're providing, you know, the online exam. So that is one one option. And then there is a Vyakarana class that is conducted by Swaroop Mahodaya. So if you are interested in Vyakarana, you can also attend that. So that will be a little more advanced. So it'll cover all the grammar and how to form sentences and so those are the few things that are available, and we'll send you all the information on that. I think Sarla had already sent in the document that she had sent earlier. Please visit the Sanskrit Bharati website. So that will give you all the information on the levels of these exams. So anybody has any questions?
Mahoday? One question. For the exams, like the Pravesha, Parichaya, Shiksha and Kovida, are there any classes? You mentioned there are online courses and books, but like we did our Pravesha the last 6 months we were studying with you both. Anything on those lines for Parichaya, Shiksha and the next levels?
No, Bhagini.
So when you sign up for the exam, or for the Pravesha, for this time, Bhagini, can you go on mute?
Sure.
Okay, so when you enroll for the exam, they will send you whatever material is needed, like some book they'll send you. And then there are detailed classes, online video classes that you can, it'll be like looking at any class that has happened online, you know. So it'll be very informative. You can listen, you can watch the video, listen to the audio track and then follow along with the book. And like I said, most of what we have covered will be there. Only a little bit, some 5 to less than 10% will be something that we haven't covered. So it should be fairly straightforward. And whenever you're ready, you can go and take the exam.
And the exams are twice a year.
They are twice a year. I think in India it used to be in February and August. So, and in the US, I think it is in May and September. But again, like I said, for the current situation, things may change. So you'll have to be in touch with them.
Surely, surely. Yeah. Dhanyavad.
Mahodaya?
Yes.
Is there any class which exclusively focuses on spoken Sanskrit itself? I mean, we have covered this, at least I have covered this level, but till now I am not able to speak fluently in Sanskritam.
Yeah, I mean, there are books that you can, I don't think there are classes per se. Because after this, it's you know, it branches out into what we said, the Gita Sopanam, then the Vyakaranam class, and then you can do the exam path. But mostly, you can look at any of those streams.
So spoken Sanskrita, you have to speak, Bhagini. You have to keep speaking. That's the only way. This is like, I gave you this, right? Did you look at this 10-day spoken Sanskrit class by Mahadevan? This is very good. He gives a lot of good introduction. And the Sanskrit Bharati, have you seen all the, like, the same thing we covered, they covered. Little bit, sometimes more or less.
Their videos, they have a lot. Yes. Yeah. But my problem...
Yeah, and you are... Go ahead.
The problem is, when I listen to all these videos, I know I can understand those, what they are saying and all. But when I want to talk to someone, I'm not able to talk because whom shall I talk?
Yeah, you have kids, that's, right? You have to start talking to them.
Okay.
You have to start talking to your kids, your spouse, whoever, or your fellow students, whoever, you can talk to them. That's the only way.
Okay.
Yeah. So this class is generally person to person, and this is the first time that it has been conducted like this, you know. So this is very challenging because of online bandwidth issues, and you know, everybody is in a different place. So when you're, you know, face to face, it is much easier to communicate, and without talking in English is usually how this is taught. So the first two or three classes, they'll be talking in English, but mostly it'll be in Sanskritam only going from there. But here we were told that a lot of people had problems. So that is why we, you know, we were doing this in English.
Okay.
But otherwise, we do it in Sanskritam, and you will, even though you make mistakes, you know, this is the time where you are like a child. And you see, when a child is trying to walk, how it takes a few steps, falls down, and he is still laughing, tries to get up again, walk. So like that is how we learn. So unless you do it, you know, it'll be difficult. So there are people who have done PhD and all who can read and write well, but when it comes to talking, even they have difficulty because they can read all the Vedas and Gita and all those, but when it comes to talking, they are stuck. So the best way is to start simple. Just try simple words. That's why I was stressing on simplicity. Once you get the flow, then you can, you know, grow on it and use all the vibhaktis and all the forms and all that. And it'll slowly come. It's not something that is going to happen overnight, Bhagini. Like how we have learned English or Hindi or whatever other language which is not your native tongue. It takes time and you have to keep using, and that's the only way. That's why I was stressing so much on homework. You know, the more you write and the more you know, the easier it will be. So there is no shortcut, unfortunately. Yeah, so, you have to practice.
But for understanding the language, Mahodaya, really homework has helped a lot, definitely.
Yeah, that's why. Homework. See, we even though it is not a recommended practice on this forum, we took the you know, the stance that you have to do some homework, because you can attend this class and then do nothing for the whole week, come again and you will forget whatever has been covered. And then again, it will be like a new thing. So, yeah. It's up to you what your interest is. If you want to, you know, learn and go ahead, and I'm very happy to note that some people have made a lot of progress. Yeah. All of you have made progress, but there were some people who didn't know anything and they were following the recording, and now, and Vaibhavi Bhagini, I'm like, appreciate how much you've come ahead, you know. You used to listen, you used to be after us for the recording, and then you used to listen, but you never attended the class initially, but you started coming, and see, you're doing the homework, so that way, and Himangi Bhagini, you're also like, you know, putting in a lot of effort. We can see it from what you're doing. So all that is good. You have to keep doing it. That's the only way, unfortunately, or fortunately. So, there are some other books you can look at. And again, I would suggest look at the Samskrit Bharati site, because it has a lot of simple books. And those who are in India, I would suggest you know, it is much easier to get stuff in India. So, just get, there are simple Panchatantra books, Katha books, Sambhashanam books.
Luckily, I have a Samskrita Bharati center very near to my place. I am Balakrishna.
Oh, uttam. Uh-huh.
Just 10 kilometers. I am in Kerala.
Oh, okay.
Just 10 kilometers. And so, I have already purchased this books, Gita Sopanam and Gita Pravesha.
Uh-huh. Uttam Mahodaya. So, on the Gita Sopanam, so if you are, you don't need to wait, okay? So, our plan is that we most probably will be starting only in late summer. So, okay. That means like August time frame or so. But there are already classes starting or going on for Gita Sopanam, a couple of other things that I said. So, you can enroll for that right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, see if you have some, you know, the simple books there that you can read and do some like exercises or whatever. Because a lot of books have these kind of exercises like the Abhyasa Pustakam we saw. So
yeah,
that
yeah.
Once you do it is when you will, you know, really get more and more comfortable in the language.
Yeah. One small book, Samprati Vyakaranam, I have purchased, they gave me Samprati Vyakaranam.
Is it a big center?
No, it's a small book.
No, your Samskrit Bharati...
not a big center, but they have a lot of books. Simple books, the story books also.
Okay, yeah. So what we can do is we can have some sort of like a reunion maybe in sometime in August. Just to see what everybody is up to and how we have, you know, spent the time in between. And we can also touch base to see where we are with the Gita Sopanam. And hopefully you are, you know, trying to converse and get familiar. And also look at all the Vibhaktis, because they will, that is what we'll be covering in Gita Sopanam. And also all the Kriya and all that. And we have been talking about all these Lakaras, right? So we'll see more of the Lakara. So right now, I think you have seen the Vartamana Kala, which is called the Lat Lakara. And then the Bhuta Kala, which is the Lang Lakara. we have seen the Bhutakala Rupam, but we have not seen the Langalakar actually, which is the Apatat and Agachat and all that. So that is also what will be covered extensively in Gita Sopanam initially, before we move on to the actual, you know, the Gita part of it. And then the Bhavishyat Kala we have seen, and then the Lot form also we have seen, the Agnya Pratana. So these are the four commonly used. Bhutakal is called the Lrittalakar. Bhavishyat Kala is called the Lrittalakar. Okay, so these four, the Lut, Lung, Lot, Lrit. Okay, there are six others which you'll be slowly seeing. The Ashirling, Vidirling, Lit, Late, there are 10 of those. But those are not that important. These are the four most important.
Yeah, you have to keep at it to be in touch, to be ready for the next class. And if anybody is interested, please listen to this I have sent. Padma Kumar, Dr. K.N. Padma Kumar, he gives some lecture on Gita. So that has a little bit advanced Vyakaranam and all this also you can listen. That also is available in YouTube. I have given the link. So there is, if you want to get ahead, there are a lot of things available in this. So only spoken one you have to practice with somebody. That is the only thing. If you have kids, that is the best because kids learn any language fast. So just try to speak with them. So hopefully they can also learn. That is good for kids to learn. We encourage that a lot. So.
And also listen to videos on YouTube. Hopefully, at least some of you listened to Chamu Shastri's talk. And I think the link that was sent was a little, talk was a little complicated. But there are a lot of talks he has given that are very simple. So you can just keep looking and, you know, finding those out.
Thank you, Mahadev. And that I was about to tell that link. Just one more request, Mahadev. This document, whether we can send this Word document, this 3 pages, the 4 pages which is being shown, like requested last time.
Yeah, it was sent last week, Mahadev. Check your email.
I got that link of Mr. Chamu Shastri.
So this document is also in the email itself, I believe. So if not,
the reference material was there, which is Vichar Manthan, Mahakrishna Shastri on the Sanskrita movement. That link only was there. So I was just, anyway, I'll again check because I could not check. In last 1 month, I have not got in that. Maybe I'll recheck.
Oh, really? I think I attached this last week. Anybody got this? I think I sent.
No, I also got only reference material which has Chamu Shastri video information link.
That is true, yes.
Oh, this you did get? You did maybe get? Maybe I did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll definitely send
it. No issues, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I meant to send it. Maybe I did not send it. I will send it.
Because this is very useful. You are having a lot of comprehensive list.
Intention. Yeah. Intention was to send you. That's why
No question. Yeah, I just reminded that, sir.
Yeah, good thing you told me. I assumed that.
Thank you, boy.
Okay.
I have one question.
Anybody had a question?
Yeah, Vaibhavi, yeah.
Vadatu Bhagini.
Yeah, for Vibhakti, what is the easiest way to remember or you just have to memorize everything?
Yeah, you don't have to memorize everything. As you use, it'll come to you, Bhagini. Initially, yeah, you may have to remember, like, even though we didn't say it as much, we covered all of them. If you go back and look, like if you take the case of Ramaha, Akarant Pullinga, we saw Ramaha, which is the Pratama Vibhakti. We saw Ramam, which we talked about Aham Mandiram Gacchami, Aham Apanam Gacchami. So the Dvitiya we have seen. The Tritiya we have seen, you know, Ramena Saha or Dvichakrikaya Gacchami, right? That is the Tritiya. The Chaturthi is the Ramaya. Sita Yai, which we have not covered extensively, but a small introduction was there. Ramaya, and the Panchami was the Ramat or the Grihataha, you know, Taha Paryantam. The Taha is the Panchami form. Then the Shashti, we saw the Ramasya, Sita Yaha for the Akaranta Srilinga. And then the Saptami is Rame, Sitayam, Utpetikayam. So basically we covered all the Vibhaktis, but it was mostly in Ekavachanam. So now you have to expand it to the Dvivachanam. And more than Dvivachanam, it is the Bahuvachana Rupam that you have to focus on.
Okay.
So as you talk, it'll become easier. Like you say, Aham Vayam, right? So similarly, you have to, like I said, the best way is to try to talk or read and listen. I think listening is one of the very important tools in learning. So initially, you may not understand everything, but as you listen, you know, the formation of word sentences, and how the words change, how the meaning changes. So that would be... So if you can see the screen, look at that. Aham and Vayam. So that is the Pratama Vibhakti. So if you can see my cursor. Aham, yes. Vayam, which we saw. So like that, Aham also has a... from Pratama Vibhakti to Saptami.
Uh-huh.
So Aham, Mam. Wow. Mam is the Dvitiya. Maya. Mayam. So some of you did Mayam Rochate. So that is Mayam is the Chaturthi. Mat. That is from me. Mama Patni Mat Dhanam Swikaroti. Okay. My wife takes money from me. That is what that is, mat. Mama we have seen quite a bit. And mai is the Saptami. So this is all advanced for this level, but I'm just showing you, like, you know, what you can expect. And similarly, we saw yaha right now. Yaha, ye. So it will be similar to saha, ke. So ya. So all of these have vibhaktis, which is from Pratama to Saptami.
Looking at it, so it feels very scientific language.
It is the most scientific language with logic. So if you understand one part, and we had talked about briefly some sutras. So once you know the rules, it is very easy to form whatever tense, bahuvachanam, ekavachan, everything. But you have to, it's not something that you will get in the next level, but you have to do it over time and you will get.
You will set this also?
To answer your question, to a extent you have to memorize a bit. So, if you want to, like, have it top of your tongue, you have to memorize it, if you can, some of the versions. So it will become easier. But see, you don't speak that extensively. That is why we have to memorize. Because if we don't speak day to day, right? That's the reason. Or we don't read. We are not immersed in the language. That's the reason we have to memorize.
If we memorize few things, we can see the pattern. And it will
You will start to have the pattern, but some ikar, like some other, like ukar, maybe little bit different, but you get, after looking at all these analyzing, you will start to see the pattern. Yeah, that's sure. Yep.
You will send this, these Vibhakti tables also?
Yeah, I will send you this. I will send you the, I assume that I sent you that Adhyayana Sagamagri. Looks like I didn't. I'll go back and check, but I'll send you. And this one definitely I will. Okay. So you have everything in monthly. But even that Gita Sopanam, last pages, you have a lot of Vibhakti.
Okay. I have purchased it. I'll see that.
Yeah, especially look at the Gita Sopanam part 1. So all the basic things that are needed and that will be covered in the Gita Sopanam are there. So that's a good place to start.
Okay.
Just get familiar. You don't need to ratanam makarotu. Kinchit patitva, it will become more and more, at least if you see the word, you will know, okay, this is a panchami form or this is tritiya or whatever it is.
Yeah. Anyway, you have given a good grounding, so it will help us.
Yeah, and it's like I said, there's only so much you can do in an online setting with limited resources
excellent. Actually, it is not a good grounding.
Actually, the class
was very,
very helpful.
Yes. We really enjoyed and
learned a lot, Mahodaya and Bhagini. Shala Bhagini.
Yeah, Dhanyavad to both of you.
Extremely thankful to both of you for your
patience. You've been really patient.
Indeed, it's been such a wonderful journey with both of you all for 6 months, a language which I really do not understand or relate to. I think a little bit has come to me now. It's all thanks to both of you all. It's really wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I don't want to miss any class. I wanted to make it I had some sessions, but still I wanted to make it. So it was really very interesting. Thank you very much,
Madam. Yeah, so everybody was very regular. Yeah, that also helps. And this course gives you a lot of avenues. Where can I go? Where I want to? That's the strong foundation you get. So don't be out of touch. Keep at it. Start with your interest. Read something. At least half an hour minimum to 1 hour. Do something every day. So you don't lose that touch, right? Whatever you have learned, don't forget it. That is a good thing.
Thank you, Sarala Bhagini and Ajay Mohdaya. As they said, well beginning is half done. Definitely, I learned something and definitely I will look forward for next classes.
Uttama Mohdaya, Dhanyavada.
Our beautiful journey has come to an end, but I hope this will continue after few months and we all get together again for the next level.
Yes, I am really looking forward to everyone. We'll try to meet sometime in August before we formally start the next course, where everybody is at. Because we'll be combining some classes maybe, because not everybody may want to go ahead. So we'll be mostly doing the Gita Sopanam part 1. So others, those who are interested in doing the exams, if you have any troubles, just send us an email. We'll try to help you out. And those who want to do other classes also, we can look into that. And where to enroll you. So don't hesitate to get in touch with us.
So in the next coming classes, it should be made strict that we all talk in Sanskrit.
So that's how we had started. And I think Sundaresh Mahodaya, I think you are our oldest student for the longest time. So appreciate your presence all along, Mahodaya. I think we started sometime in November or December last year. And then a couple of classes got combined.
Actually, it's my pleasure, Mahodaya. I actually wanted to just thank both of you, especially to keep us active, more specifically in this current situation, where I benefited a lot. And I have also enrolled for the Pravesha classes in Sanskrit Bharati. So hopefully I'll be next time or the next to next time I'll write the exam. So I have
So you have already enrolled for Pravesha?
Pravesha I have enrolled, Mahodaya.
Okay, so when is it, in August?
No, that is what, now everything is in hold now. I just went to the office there and I have enrolled and I have taken a couple of books, but now things are in hold now. Maybe once it is normalizes, then they will resume the activities. But anyway, I have started the journey. Let me just...